It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek, or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Anna,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Savannah, it's my birthday month, Cookcroft, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old Bravs. I'm Ronnie. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. And I'm with my gorgeous little travel friend and co-host and wonderful spirit animal, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Bean.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, baby. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, you know. It's Friday. How can I not be great?
Gotta love a Friday. Shaws was off this week, so we have a very special Friday. We are going to cover Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 11 trailer. But before we do that, let's get a little plugging out of the way. Crappens is traveling. Next week, we will be in New York City Thursday night for Real Housewives of Dallas Live. And Saturday night, we're doing Real Housewives of New York, Morocco.
It's Thursday and Friday, not Friday, Saturday.
Thursday and Friday. Listen to Ben, never to me. I will always steer you wrong. So Thursday and Friday. Thursday is Dallas. Friday is Real Housewives of New York, Morocco. And then in...
I just want to say, by the way, because there are three Morocco episodes, it is episode 10 of season 4 of Real Housewives of New York.
There you go. And then in November, we're going to Seattle. And then in December, we're going to Nashville. Woohoo! Then our Crappies Awards tickets went on sale this morning, so get your butts over there if you haven't bought them yet. Those Crappy Awards are amazing. We got a bigger room this time so we can fit more people, but it's still not that many people.
Yeah.
So be sure to go get your tickets, everybody. To get all those tickets and get your new Hebat t-shirt, which this is the last day that's available, go to watchwhatcrappens.com. You will also find links to our Patreon. Thank you to everybody who supports us there. That's where we put our bonus episodes out every week. And this week's was a really fun TV-themed episode. We caught up a little with Ben's Game of Thrones journey. We talked about FBI, the new show on NBC, and a bunch of those CBS. Crappy cop show, whatever. A bunch of those crappy cop shows that come out. We talked about those. So go check it out. And that is the end of our plug section.
Yeah. I will say I had a really fun time talking about those crappy procedurals on our bonus episode. That was a fun episode to do.
Yeah, we also talked about American Horror Story, Maniac, The Good Place. We talked about a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, we really went in and really discussed Cela Ward a lot too. So important listening for everyone. But as Ronnie said, today we're talking Real Housewives of Atlanta. The trailer for season 11 came out on Monday. Also, what happened on Monday, well, I think it was announced on Monday. Portia announced her pregnancy, I guess, a little while ago. But on Monday, Portia announced that she's also engaged. I believe that was the first she announced it, because I remember seeing it on Instagram, and she's like, I said yes! Which, of course, with Portia could mean anything. It could mean that she, like, bought a yogurt, you know?
Or, you know, it could mean that somebody asked if she's still a vegan while she was eating hamburger. You know, you never know.
Yeah. But I thought, God, it is pretty funny because she's pregnant and she's engaged and she's basically taken Kenya's storylines for the past two seasons. So,
which is well just done. Wonderful revenge. I mean, that is just revenge tastes delicious. Now, for those of you who worry about Kenya, look, don't worry. Kenya is going to be back. You know, her ass will be back.
Yeah.
I don't believe that she's gone for good. I think she's probably going to take a year off. Also, she got some special show on E! Where she's getting paid like a shit ton of money for like a 2-episode thing about her baby and her husband or whatever. Oh, so everybody, just calm down. Kenya will be there. But I don't have to talk about her ass. So yay me. Hugs
I think
for
this
me.
Is a bad move. I think this is a bad move. I think they should not have gotten rid of her. And something else that really cracked me up from Monday was when I was looking at the trailer, I was on the Bravo website. And they have like a little news feed from Daily Dish. And one of the news feed items, it goes, Sheree Whitfield confirms her exit from Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm like, really? Like, she hasn't been in any of the footage. She hasn't been with any of the cast. I love like that Sheree is stating the obvious. Like, well, in case you didn't realize that I wasn't in the trailer or wasn't in any of the cast photos, I am confirming that I've left. It's like, thanks, Sheree. Yeah. Thanks.
She's just been trying to keep that going so she can sell her a spring, fall, summer, September, May, October joggers.
Yeah.
Whenever those are coming out.
You got joggers? You got joggers?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss Sheree. I'm not going to miss Kenya. I'm excited to see what they do without Kenya. Look, I'm not on the Kenya train. It makes people crazy because I know there's tons of Kenya fans out there. I'm just not one. I can't be one anymore. She just pushed me over the edge. And I'm kind of excited to see how they do without Kenya. It's kind of like when they kept their ratings pretty stable after Nene left. I was so happy. I was so happy for the show and all the women on it. And I'm hoping we can continue that trend.
Well, it all depends on how the new Housewives are, a.k.a. Eva. And I forget the name of the new one. It's not Marlo, which is kind of funny. Everyone thought Marlo was going to get a peach, and she did not. She did get a cast photo. She's not in the cast photo, but I did see that she got a glam shot just like the rest of the cast. But she is not on the on Bravo's site. I have not seen her as part of the cast, which is shady. But Marlo will always be a friend of. There's certain people that will always be friends of. She is not a Brandy Glanville. She is not going to graduate up to main level. I'm sorry.
Marlo is one of those people. If you give that girl a cookie, she will fully become the monster. You know, like you can't play around with Marlo. You have to keep her at bay because she will just go way too diva too fast and probably murder somebody. Let's face it.
Yeah, that's I think you're right. So anyway, we have the trailer here today, and we are going to do a full on shot by shot recap, like we are known to do, like we are wont to do. So, shall we fire up this madness?
Yes, there's a little robot action going on. And for everybody who can hear that, it's because we are using streaming technology to watch this trailer, but it's all going to be okay, everybody. Okay, let's do this.
I'm so sorry. Am I causing the robot?
It's robot in my ears, but I think it's just because we have our stream programs running. So no, I didn't say it to guilt you. I just wanted to acknowledge that I hear it, so the audience doesn't think like something's broken in their phones or whatever, you know, because everybody got their new iPhones and now they're finding something to bitch about. Okay. I read you, internet. I read you.
Well, I apologize for that. I think it's actually because while we were talking, I went onto the Bravo website to get the name of the new girl. Her name is Shamari DeVoe. And so we can actually blame Bravo, because Bravo did that to us.
Yeah, Bravo does that. They're like, here, watch 30,000 ads, and then it screws up our computers. Okay, you know what? Yeah. Let's get into this.
Okay, ready? I've got the trailer loaded up. I'm at the where it says The Real Housewives of Atlanta. If you're watching, if you want to play along at home, get yours ready, because I'm going to press play at 3, 2, 1.
This season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
All right.
Wow, that was a lot in that 2 little seconds. So I'm going to go back and frame by frame.
It's the first 7 seconds. A lot of things have happened. The very first shot that we have is Portia wearing some sort of camo and a Gucci fanny pack next to Nini, who has a gong, and behind them is like a kimono with instead of a head, it's like lilacs.
Yeah, this is a bizarre scene. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Yeah,
a lot of champagne glasses on a table and a paper straw, which, you know, everybody knows how I feel about paper straws. They can suck a dick. Nini is wearing one of those jean jackets without sleeve. It's like a
it's like a capelet, but it's not a capelet. It's got like big flappy. It does look like a cape. It looks like a. It's like a big jean jacket denim. It's like the equivalent of like a skort. You know, like a skort is like shorts that look like a skirt. This is like a jean. It's like a cape that looks like a denim jacket. So it's like
I don't know.
It's concerning.
And also, it looks like Portia's little bag is empty, and that is so Portia to just get a fanny pack because it says Gucci on it, but then, you know, it's empty inside.
There's like a magic marker in there.
Or a baby. You know, she just thinks that that's how you carry a baby. She's like a kangaroo, like a Gucci kangaroo.
She has some snacks in there. So then if
she does, she's not really even pregnant. She has a Kind bar in there. Okay.
Some peanuts. No,
my Kind
not
bar
too many.
Is kicking. My Kind bar is kicking.
So then if you go forward like one frame, it's then intercut with Candy on a stripper pole in like a I don't know. I forget what this sort of lingerie is called.
It's like a bedazzled and leather bustier.
Yeah. But it looks like it's not really bedazzled. It looks like candy. Like, not candy burrs. It looks like actual candy. You know that, like, candy that comes on, like, a piece of paper and you pluck it off? That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's like those bead candies.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just stands there and Todd just spits bead candies at her boobs. You know, they have a very kinky life, those two.
She's trying to be sexy, but she looks like she's just in pain. She looks like she's about to take a shit.
Yeah, and it's not like a very sexy place to be stripping. She's right next to an air conditioner tube.
Yeah, and some exposed cables. Like there's like a wire dangling down.
And she's wearing red and black, but she's got turquoise beads glued to the candy beads. It's an odd look.
I feel like Todd's daughter made this bustier. Like, I can just see her being like, "Hey, Dad, I made this." And they're like, "Oh, great, Kayla. That's great. Thanks."
I also forgot about the boobs on this show. It hasn't been that long since this show has aired, and so far all three sets of boobs that we've seen are just humongous. I mean, they are
huge.
Like, my back hurts looking at these boobs. I mean, the doctors in Atlanta really don't fuck around. They're gigantic cartoon boobies.
And there's also, by the way, there's a strange lantern near Candy while she's doing her burlesque. It's like almost to imply the exoticism of the Far East, but still
but
the,
it's really
like the sultriness of a basement. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really showing you like the sale rack at Cost Plus, because that's where that's from.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised there wasn't like a vase in the corner with a bunch of like tall sticks.
Yes. Okay, so then, I'm forwarding a little.
And then we see some legs. We see some like anonymous feet strutting. We just see shoes. We see blue toenail polish. The shoes have like a pink front, but then red straps, and then bare legs.
And turquoise nails. Turquoise is making a comeback in Atlanta.
Yeah, red, pink, and turquoise is like the look for season 11.
And then we get a little more of Candy stripping, but this time she looks really confused and sad in this shot.
Yes.
Which is kind of like the story of stripping, guys. Okay, yeah. So all you young people out there, don't say I didn't warn you. I've been there.
Yeah,
okay.
She's like, see, no, Riley, don't get on the pole unless you want to be sexy in the bedroom, Riley.
Yeah, that's Candy's whole season. She, like, decided to become a stripper and then felt the pain and then is now just in the wreckage of her strip.
Yeah, exactly. So then we see, I see now a quick shot of Cynthia. It's, like, literally one frame of Cynthia and Eva. And Eva is, like, they're doing, once again, another model off moment. Eva's got like her hands behind her hair, like sort of like swimsuit issues. She looks like she's about to strut. Cynthia looks like she's, you know, she's getting ready to do a strut. She's got her hands like by the straps of her dress, like, okay, cha, Let me see how you do it, because I'm going to do it too. Cha.
Yeah. And then we forward a little, and Candy's trying to smile, stripping. It's like she's trying to keep that storyline going.
Yeah, it's still happening. And then one more frame, and suddenly it's Eva. Things make a weird turn. Suddenly it's Eva who's, like, strapped onto, like, a bungee cord, and she's, like, swinging through yet another industrial room.
Is like that this... Eva? I don't think that's Eva.
I thought it was Eva. I think maybe that's
some new girl.
Whatever her name
was. Yeah, she looks like a young Karen Huger, whoever it is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. It is the new girl. She's swinging on a bungee, and it looks like there's a Pilates board or maybe some sort of S&M thing on the right. And the walls are unfinished, so they may be in the basement of Sheba.
Yeah,
Charette.
So she does have young Karen Huger face, at least on this bungee cord. But
I like how
I
you say
really...
that, like, yes, it has been confirmed. She does have young Karen Huger face. We were concerned that she might not, but we've looked at the evidence, and she does, in fact, have Karen Huger face. And by the way, we haven't talked about the fact that Michael got into trouble for groping a cameraman on Potomac. What?
Well, shocker. I mean, we saw him do it in season one to one
exactly.
of the husbands.
Andrew, yeah.
One of the boyfriends or whatever. So that's not shocking. It was shocking because the original news stories were saying that he could serve up to 11 years for sexual assault or something, which is nuts.
Yeah.
But fuck that guy. You know, you can't do that, Michael. Okay?
Exactly.
And then Bravo said they were putting him on suspension, but then Ashley came out with a Insta story or something. It was like, he's not suspended. Sorry. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that, but
I'll tell you who's suspended. This Karen Huger face, young Karen Huger face on the bungee cords.
Yeah. Pre-rolling blackout, it looked like young Karen Huger face, and post-rolling blackout, it still looked like young Karen Huger face.
Wow,
so you guys,
really
I went through a lot. I went through a journey, so.
It really held the test of time. And then we see, then it cuts to Cynthia, and her arms are up like, yay! And really, I'm less focused on Cynthia, and I'm more concerned about this random, there's like a random two yellow lanterns, pale yellow lanterns that have been painted on the wall next to her. So they don't even have real lanterns. They're just...
Oh, no, they're not painted. They're hanging. They're just hanging
they're
from
hanging?
Invisible string. Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a strong lantern motif happening in this trailer in the first 7 seconds. That's for sure.
They're IKEA lanterns as well, for any of you who shop at IKEA. You're represented.
Representation matters.
Yeah.
IKEA representation is happening here. And then we see... Oh, I guess... So Cynthia's actually walking into the room, and then comes Eva, and then comes Candy. Candy wearing the same color as the lanterns.
Exact same color. That is weird. And by the way, the color is highlighter yellow, so not really sure who chose this, but Candy is ready to really highlight some words, whatever scene's coming up. And then do you see the janitor, whoever, standing in the back in the hallway just staring at them?
Yes, he's just like, oh, this bitch color coordinated with a lantern again. He's like, I just saw her at that weird basement strip club, and she was matching a red lantern. Now she matches the yellow lantern. It is like Candy is sending secret messages to us. I don't know what they are. But she is going to match the lighting.
Red lantern, yellow lantern. Red lantern,
red lantern
yellow lantern.
I actually need to do that. I feel like my enunciation is rough. I feel like a lot of times I slur my words. And I apologize because, you know, this is a...
You're
audio,
drunk.
It's an audio medium, you know?
Yeah, and it's just drunk. So Marlo's behind them. Candy's hugging whoever it is. It's probably like the head highlighter. Because I can't imagine what else this meeting is.
The supreme highlighter. And on top of that, poor Marlo, because you see Candy walking in, and Marlo's behind, and just as Candy is about to clear out of the way, and we're supposed to get, like, the money shot of Marlo, just as we're about to get a clear shot of Marlo, it just switches to Cynthia in some strange burlesque black it's not shag, it's like...
It's, cool, yeah, it's like cool. That new kind of shag. It's that new kind of shag where they tie up. Yeah, they're like, well, we don't want long hair because that'll give people allergies. So instead of that, now they have like
Tamara's
black
the designer.
Cloth that's like tied into knots or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like a cost plus. I'm seeing cost plus all over this. Is what
and
I'm saying.
Notice the colors behind her. Red and yellow.
Highlighter yellow. Highlighter yellow.
And
okay.
Red. It's ketchup and mustard. This is like... secret message from Candy. I it's ketchup and mustard. I think that this is something to do with OLG. Like, guess what's coming soon?
Ketchup hamburger, and mustard.
Hamburger hot dog bar.
Now, Cynthia's look here, she's not only wearing a cost plus rug as a jacket, she's wearing lingerie, which of course Cynthia's banging. She always has been.
Yes.
Her this hair is scary.
I love it.
It's some terrible weave. It's like two different colors.
I like it.
It looks terrible. And then she's wearing her Carmen Sandiego / Stevie Nicks hat.
Yeah, she also...
The whole look is confusing, and the door next to her is chipped. I'm not really sure what I think about it.
There is a very shabby door frame next to her. I'll tell you one thing. I do like that her weave is giving me a little bit of 1980s era Beauty and the Beast, you know, with Ron Perlman. Like that's what I'm getting from her hair. She's like, I'm going to go to a sewer and seduce Linda Hamilton.
And is she holding a screwdriver or a little cane?
I think it's a writing crop. It's a little S&M-y.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. But this is like a community theater, I think. Is this like a community theater set? Because the chip door is what's getting me here. I can't figure out. That looks like an improv door, you know?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it's a stripping class or something.
Okay, yeah, because as we go forward, because we're still in the first 7 seconds, as we go forward, we see Cynthia giving a lap dance to Candy. And guess what Candy's wearing?
Red
plaid to match the red curtains.
And the guy standing behind them is wearing a shirt that says Easy Money.
Yeah.
While Cynthia lap dances her.
He's truly, he really is like living his t-shirt, because he's clearly getting paid just to stand there in front of the ketchup, the ketchup wall, and just stare at Cynthia give a lap dance. That is Easy Money.
I'm not sure that I'm excited about stripping class. Like, I feel like I've seen this before.
Yeah.
This is also, I presume, the first time we hear like Candy's laugh. You can do it better than me.
I don't know. just imagine a squeaky wheel. I agree. Stripping class is like it's a little been there, done that. I mean, we've been doing stripper classes back to season 2 of New Jersey. And I think that was the culmination of it, watching Danielle Staub do that. Even this show has done it. We've seen Nene Leakes have like a stripper photo shoot. Like, I don't know, burlesque stripping. It's a little old.
You're over burlesque.
Here are the three things that we can do away with. Burlesque / stripper stuff, vagina stuff like waxing, rejuvenation, lasering, etc., and cryo. Any just getting into the cryo thing. We don't need those three things. I think we're ready to shove them off. And also the fake baby thing, which I think we've done away with. But you know, when you have to like pretend to be a mom to like a baby doll that cries every 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Hosting on Airbnb is easy. I have total control of my home and my time.
So, if I wanted to, I could just host every other weekend, or when I happen to be away with work.
Or just the August bank holiday weekend.
But not on a full moon, or even a leap year.
Your house, your rules. Become a host today on Airbnb.
Ben's commercial.
Okay, so next up, should we press play or just
press
keep
play.
Going, Frank? Okay.
I'm going to press play. How about I just, rather than end on like, I'll just press play for a few seconds and we'll just go back like what we just did.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Ning, Xin, Chu. Say.
Okay.
Now, what did she say?
I think she said Ning, Xin, Chu, which is why Nini then says.
Say what?
Okay. So now, after the stripping, we now have more fashion walking. I don't know who this woman is. She's in like a black and white horizontal striped bathing suit with like a black sheer bottom part wraparound.
And a tennis hat.
And it's more of a visor.
Tennis visor, yeah.
With like a brown. It's weird.
Yeah, and then Cynthia's... Cynthia's behind her in another bathing suit. So I guess they're having like a model off.
That's not Cynthia back there. I see Portia back there, and there's just a random lady back there the random lady is wearing those shoes, the pink strapped shoes.
Oh my God, you're very good. I don't know what mystery we just solved, but it was one.
Oh, and by the way, you see where Portia is, and you see she's in front of a kitchen. Look at the color of the cabinets at the top of the kitchen.
Highlighter yellow.
Highlighter yellow. There is some shit going on right now. Someone, this is like, it's like Deshaun Snow is back there. This is like her way of sending signals from like a different dimension, you know, and we have to figure it out. This is some Twin Peaks shit right now. We have to
also
get her out of the lodge.
There's some highlighter yellow stuff on the countertop.
It's there.
That's so weird. This is weird. Okay, it's making me uncomfortable.
I'm getting the chills. Okay, so then the next shot.
Getting chills.
We're back to Portia and Nini when Portia was wearing her fanny pack. And this is when Portia says, "What? I'll just press play because I don't remember what she said.
Name Sheen Chu.
And Nini is basically like, I don't know what's happening. Nini also looks like she has some fillers going on, right?
How can you see past that turban? She's wearing a gold turban with like a big giant flower, gold flower on it. Well, and then an unzipped silk jacket, you know, down past her. I don't know what's happening.
Well, I think I'll tell you what's happening, because that's her confessional look. Her golden flower turban is not highlighter yellow, and I think that might suggest that she's a little bit out of sync with the rest of the cast.
Well, what else is new?
I know, exactly.
I'm not mad to see Nini, though, which is weird, because usually she makes me crazy, too.
I'm not either.
But I'm actually glad to see her.
In a weird way, I agree. I actually agree.
No one is more angry at Nini than Nini is at Nini, and you can tell because she self-harms. And when I see people self-harming, like with too much surgery or too much trying to look different when they're already cute, then I know that they're in pain, and I don't want to make fun of them as much. Just kidding. Look at those eyebrows. Mama!
Now,
she got them tattooed on, and they're gigantic. What are you going to do when gigantic Sharpie eyebrows aren't in anymore?
I know. They are very reminiscent of Mike's girlfriend Morgan's on Shaw's of Sunset, which is not a compliment. Now, if you notice, Ronnie, if you scroll forward and we come back to the shot of Portia and Nini, with Nini holding the gong and Portia with her fanny pack, which is now migrated to the left. Oh, she's taking it off, it looks like. She's about to reveal her kind bar. But look at what's in the champagne flutes. We mentioned the champagne flutes before, but look what's in them.
Ooh, yellow.
Highlighter yellow again.
Whoa.
Weird.
Wow, this is weird. Then look at the shot of Eva.
Oh, just down there. Wait, just in the front. She's like fascinated by the bag coming off. She's like, is it going to fall off?
Oh, she's the one with the paper straw. Okay, I'll give her a break. She's pregnant.
No, not anymore.
Well, she's the one drinking cranberry juice and everyone else is having champagne.
Well, maybe she has a UTI.
Did she have the baby before they started shooting?
I assume so, because she basically had the baby right after the reunion. And I don't think they were shooting yet. Yeah. Okay, here we go. I'm going to press play. Ready?
Okay.
I'm pregnant!
Speaking of which...
Oh, that's why it was empty. She was hiding her baby. She was hiding her kind bar baby.
Oh, she was using a kind bar baby to hide a real baby. That is very meta. It also probably explains the straw and the cranberry. It's probably Portia's drink.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'm so confused. So everybody's like, yay. And then Nini is already gonging this baby. Like, it's the worst act. It's the worst act in the neighborhood.
We see Eva cheering. Eva, who has put a giant napkin on her food, which I actually hate when people do that. Like, well, I don't mind when it's like a paper napkin, but when people take like an actual cloth napkin and then they just put it on their plate, it really bothers me. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's very bad manners, okay? People have to launder those, ma'am.
Yeah.
And then look at Candy's face once Portia announces that she's pregnant.
I'm scrolling over to it. I'm looking at them all clapping. And then Candy's like, see now, baby, it's going to be unhappy.
She pulls her lip all the way down. She's like, because I think that Portia announces this at someone else's baby shower.
Probably. Now, Eva, do you see the color of her highlights? Oh my! Look at the Eva shot. Look at the Eva shot.
The one with the napkin in front of her.
Yeah, where she's being like, "Woo!"
Yeah, she's got highlighter yellow on her shirt and her braids.
And look at what she's drinking.
Cranberry.
Red.
Oh, red. Yeah, with yellow in it because there's a lemon.
There is secret messages. And then the new girl is like clapping. And then Cynthia, you know, I love Cynthia, but she's boring even when she claps. Look at her boring clap. She's like, clap, clap. Like, how do you?
She's like, I'm wearing a gardening hat to a baby shower.
Yeah. Like, how can you have like such a beautiful smile and such big earrings and then still be boring when you clap?
It's like Cynthia's the only person to go to a bridal shower and be sitting in front of a rosemary plant.
Yeah, she has like rosemary in front of her. I think it's the hat is what makes her boring. Well, it's like she.
It's all
like,
of it.
There's like a it's shadow. Like, of a...
It yeah, it's a whole picture of boring. You know, it takes all of. It takes a lot. It takes a village of boring to make one Cynthia.
It's a full fledged. Like, there's so many elements to the boringness. She has like a fake. There's like a shadow of a birdcage behind her, not even a real birdcage. Just everything is boring. There's like empty seats around her.
Empty birdcage.
And Candy looks, Candy's horrified. And then I'm not only is Candy horrified, the editors do that thing where it goes like, white, black, like as if there's lightning that just struck.
Yes, lightning, and then they show Dr. Jackie. So it's kind of like that x-ray thing. Because you know, that's what it looks like in slow motion. Like you're looking at Candy's disapproval through an x-ray.
Yeah, exactly. And the shot of Dr. Jackie is her at her... Dr. Jackie is sitting at her desk, and she has a lamp that is, like, coming out of this crazy crystal rock formation that looks like it's from Superman's home planet. Or not even the home planet. It's, like, what's the place that he goes to be alone and think about things?
I don't know. Where do you masturbate? I guess just it's called the bedroom.
The Superman Masturbation Dome. You know, it's called, like, the... you know, it's, like, the... This is going to kill me. It's going to kill everyone because it's too much of a big reference to like not get it right. I have to look it up.
Well, while you're looking that up, I'll point out that Jackie uses a surface.
Fortress of Solitude? Fortress of Solitude. Oh, Fortress of Solitude. She took it from the Fortress of Solitude. How dare she?
Mm-hmm. Jackie's got a new office. This is a new office.
Yeah, it's really
so
nice.
So I'm proud of Jackie. Like, Jackie's doing very well on Real Housewives of Atlanta, which it's weird that we haven't seen this on her show. Maybe that's like a future storyline.
Although it's weird, but she uses a stack of like files as her mouse pad.
Yes, that's I was gonna say. There's files for her. It's also weird that she uses that mouse. Like, come on, people, touch pads. Okay?
Yeah. Well, also, like, I don't even object to putting a mouse on a stack of files, but she has all that open space on her desk. So why not use the desk?
Because she's still keeping it pretty. And is that an ashtray on her desk? That's so weird. Because she's like,
I don't think so. I bet it's. I feel like it's a candle, something to hold a candle.
Oh.
What do you think's on her calendar? She has one of those like day calendar things, you know? Do you think it's like Garfield?
Oh, like what character? No, there's no character on it. It's pink. The paper is pink. And it's probably like, right when you think you can't take any more, squeeze your thighs.
It's the Fitney calendar.
Yeah, it's Fitney. Monday, F.
All right, so I'm going to press play here and go for a few seconds.
Are you pregnant?
No, it's weird to talk about it.
No more babies. We don't need another.
Okay, so that was Dr. Jackie asking Candy if she's pregnant, and Candy's like crying. She's like, I'm not pregnant anymore. It's weird to talk about it.
And then she's talking to her kid.
Riley.
Who's just more gorgeous by the day. Absolutely. And Riley's like, hi, Mom. And she's like, we don't need any more babies. Like, geez, poor Riley. I feel like Riley has waited long enough for her inheritance. And by the way, Candy's never dying anyway, Riley. So just get a job. Because Candy will outlive everybody on this earth.
Well, so Riley has done something really cool. I mean, she's lost a lot of weight that she's, like, very proud of. I'm not saying that to shame her in any way, but she has, like, become, like, a fitness person. And, like, on Instagram, she's always given fitness tips, which I think is, like, really good. I'm really happy for Riley. I think she's just wonderful.
Yeah, you better not give me fitness tips in your first year of being thin. I'll kick your ass.
Dr. Jackie is so jealous. She's like, well, I guess no one's ever heard of Fitney before. I've been doing this long before Riley.
I guess I should have called my business Riley.
See? No, Riley. That's a great name. Okay,
My wedding is 3 months away.
Didn't you fire the wedding planner?
They are begging for even the diva to come out.
You know what? Shut up. I don't care. Your wedding's 3 months away. I don't care. Guess who else's wedding is 3 months away? Everyone else who's been on Bravo before you, okay? Do we really need to have another, oh my God, the wedding is coming up. What do I do? I don't need that.
You just had a baby, okay? Get married at City Hall. My old fashions.
You know what? I have to say, this is, I know I sound a little bit like an old record, but you know what? I don't care. Really, probably the best wedding storyline that we've seen on All the Housewives was Luann's, because there wasn't...
It was fast.
It wasn't full of all the stupid stuff of like, oh my God, I'm running out of time. There's so much to do. I'm so stressed out. It was like she went dress shopping. She annoyed everyone by babbling about Tom, which was hilarious. And then she got married, you know, and she had an engagement
and divorced
party.
And then crashed and burned. I mean, that's what I need. I need it all to be in a very short span of time, you know,
yeah,
rise and fall. That's what I like.
I don't find any pleasure from watching the drama and suspense of will the wedding come together. I like with Luann's, it never was a question of will it come together. It was just like, oh yeah, we're getting married. We got a yacht.
Yeah.
You know, that was like the extent of the anxiety is whether or not she's going to get the yacht. And we didn't even know it was a point of anxiety until she announced that she got the yacht. She's like, we got the yacht. We're like, oh, was that an issue? Okay.
Now, there are reasons that I just don't know that I don't really love this girl yet, because she was on last year and I wasn't really into it. But, you know, that they did cast 19 million people last year, so it was hard to tell if you liked her because it was just her first season. I'm cutting her a break. But I just don't think I'm going to like her. She's got Monica Friends purple in her house. Like, who does that? It's 2018, okay? Can we just let Friends go already? Like, I know it's on Netflix, everybody. I'm not saying Friends sucks. I've watched every episode twice. But it's just, it's over, okay? Yeah. Let Monica purple go.
Yeah. Also, the gold on her dress and the gold in her priv face matches Nini's turban, which makes me think that maybe it's like the gold is secretly like the color of an alliance, you know?
Yeah, but it's like not highlighter yellow. It's mustard yellow.
That's what I'm saying. Because Nini, yeah, there's like the mustards versus the highlighters. Also, when Eva says, everyone's just waiting for Eva the Diva to come out. Like, the fact that you have not brought her out is actually a problem for me. Like, you already had your non-diva season. Like, it's time. Like, Eva the Diva needs to come out. That's why you're here. Because we've lost two of our major divas, and so you have to fill the diva void. And if it's like a point of pride that you're not being a diva when you're on a Bravo show, then that is not good.
Also, you have too many earrings, and also you're inhaling a cigar. You're not supposed to inhale like that. I mean, that's so dangerous.
Well, I think they reversed.
I don't like when people rhyme their own names with things.
Well, I think she got that name from America's Next Top Model, so I don't think that she named herself that. And also, I think that she's not inhaling the cigar. I think that they just rewound the footage to be artsy, which is strange why they chose this moment to be artsy. Like, after all these seasons, they suddenly realized that smoke going into a mouth is like an artsy touch.
Oh, okay. I'll go with you on that.
Okay, I'm going to press.
I'll defer.
Thank you. I'm going to press play.
Not the one you want to with. Hi, Shamari!
I am married to the legend,
Ronald DeVoe Jr. of New Edition. Fred.
Okay, that was a bunch there. So.
That was a lot. Okay, so she does not have Karen Huger face. I think she just looked like that because she was on a bungee.
Yes. So let's go back. Okay, the beginning of what we just saw. Now we see Eva. She's in a pirate shirt. And in fact, not only is she in a pirate shirt, we see in the lower corner that the new lady with formerly diagnosed with young Karen Huger face, maybe I would actually even say now she has young Cynthia Bailey's mom face, is just staring at her like, I'm going to take this woman down and I will be the star.
Is that the same girl? She looks so different in her testimonial.
I think it is. I could be wrong.
Yeah, she looks totally different, and she does look like Cynthia Bailey's mom. That's so horrible and funny at the same time.
Well, Cynthia Bailey's mom is beautiful, but it's just that's what this woman is. And, you know, what I don't like is that they are trying to make us think that Eva the Diva is going to come out, because they're like, bum, 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 and she's like shaking her head and has her hands on her hips like, I am angry, I'm Eva the Diva. And then they do like the like crazy transition. I don't think Eva the Diva's coming out. I think they're trying to make us think she's going to come out. Because I think if she comes out, we're going to see it.
Well, this is definitely like a trashier side of Eva we're seeing. Like this male international male pirate shirt.
Yeah.
And like acid wash mom short jeans or whatever.
Yeah. It's a challenge.
So now this new girl looks like an idiot. Like she looks like a
she looks like an idiot.
She does. So she looks like she's on the sitcom playing the dumb person, right? Like she's just got that look about her. She's tiny. She's got bleached blonde hair and big old boobs. She just looks like she's going to be playing an idiot, which those are always my favorite characters on the show. Okay. I love Rose from Golden Girls, Woody from Cheers. I always love the dumb ones. So I'm hoping for a squeaky little voice.
Oh,
which I guess has already been proven wrong.
I thought you were going to say a squeaky little voice. I thought there was going to be more coming after that.
Well, I was pressing the forward button. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, I have to say she has a little bit like she sort of has Christine Taylor hair. You know, Ben Stiller's ex-wife. You see what I'm – she sort of has that like – you know, like she once played Marsha Brady in something and now she's like
– Yes.
She's like, she has like not Marsha Brady. Right, like yes. don't
well, when
cast
she's
me
singing,
only as that.
She's got that 80s Farrah Fawcett hair. She's singing something which terrifies me and excites me.
And so we see her now. Should we see her? She's like she's got a choker on and she's like walking through this party, her tits fully out. She's in sort of like a lacy sleeve situation, and she's going and she goes up and she hugs Nini, and Nini. Is directly in between Cynthia Bailey and another lady. Cynthia Bailey is wearing red. Other lady wearing yellow.
Yes. What is that? That
ketchup
is so
and mustard.
Weird.
And Nini's right in the middle. The mustard alliance is caught in between the mustard alliance is caught between the ketchup and the highlighter, which I know is confusing because earlier before we said ketchup and mustard, but like the Nini mustard yellows, which is Nini and Eva, caught between. Cynthia is in the red alliance, and we don't really know who's in the highlighter alliance yet. Maybe Candy, because she was wearing that before.
I'm not sure. I can't tell. But they show a lady standing there with her back towards us, the camera, and I was like, oh my god, does this lady have a pop socket on her shirt, on her purse? But her phone is so big, but the case is so big, it looks like a purse. I mean, the world is just changing so fast.
That woman's pop socket and that phone so big, she looks like she's actually holding like a flat screen TV mount. Also, I want to point out that the woman in yellow is drinking a red beverage, so I feel like she's a traitor. Also, the new lady is married to someone from New Edition, and she said DeVoe, which I'm assuming was Belle Biv DeVoe in New Edition? I have to look this up. This is important to me right now. I'm looking it up.
I'm looking at all the different hubcaps on the wall in the wine shop.
So, Ronnie DeVoe, who was in Belle Biv DeVoe also. Okay, that makes sense. He's also from Massachusetts. Interesting. Wait, where were the hubcaps?
They're all, when they're in that wine shop where Nini's hugging her, there's like, aren't those hubcaps on the wall?
They look just like lights. Some of them look like steering wheels. You know what it looks to me like? It looks like this might be a creation by the maestro, Nick Allen!
Gears! Rim gears!
Steering wheels and hubcaps. It's a very automobile-centric bar. Maestro!
Okay, so let's press play because I want to hear what this lady says.
Okay.
Married to the legend, Ronald DeVoe Jr. of New Edition.
Raise your hand if you have been in an open relationship.
Okay.
What is with Cynthia always playing these games where she gets to ask everybody questions?
I know. Seriously. So we see Ron DeVoe. Oh, he's wearing a Celtics jersey, which makes sense because he's from Roxbury, Massachusetts. Honestly, I'll be honest. I was watching this. Honestly, I'll be honest.
Thank God.
I was watching this trailer earlier this morning, but I couldn't hear it because I was like in a public space, so I had the volume down. I was just watching it, and I literally thought this was a lesbian, and it's actually Ron DeVoe. I'm not trying to be shady or anything. Not that it's shady to call someone a lesbian, but I'm just saying I thought he was a lesbian.
Well, look at this birthday party scene, and notice what room they're standing in. Highlighter yellow. The entire room is highlighter yellow.
Entire room is highlighter yellow.
It's on the phone that the lady's holding up to take a picture. It's on the balloons that are in the party.
It's everywhere. It's on the plates. It's on the plates that are on the kitchen island.
Yep. You guys, something about yellow. So this guy, he looks like a lesbian who found like a 99 cent Whopper because he's wearing like a crown from Burger King, and his little kids are wearing a crown because they're turning one. They have twins, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Cynthia's like, "Who has an open relationship?" Which is Cynthia's just messy way. It's like, yeah. I guess Cynthia's not gonna have. Oh my God! And she is wearing a shirt that says 51 cent. Come on, Cynthia.
And look how bored everyone is around her. Look, Mal is in the background being like, "I'm Mal, and even I'm bored." And then,
your age is not a personality trait, you dipshit.
And look at Portia. She does not even care. She's eating her pizza. She's like, whatever. Cynthia's trying to be provocative. Cynthia's like, who here has been in an open relationship? And then the new girl just springs up like, ba-boom. New girl wearing red, ketchup red. Well, Candy wearing ketchup red also, by the way. So she's...
And look down at the table. Things say Eva. They're in highlighter yellow.
They do.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Eva's chowing down on a plate right there. In her pirate shirt.
Shamia's here. I think Shamia got her. Is Shamia pregnant too?
She might be pregnant. Those may be pregnancy boobs. They're beautiful. Oh. Those are some beautiful boobs right there. No, I'm saying so that this, truly.
No, I know. I'm just,
as a gay man. Hey, what's Lauren drinking?
Who's Lauren?
Portia's sister.
Oh, the yellow? Is she wearing the t-shirt that says, nah?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so Lauren to wear that.
By the way, I hate that this woman stands up and does this, like, giant, like, stationary jumping jack. It's so, like, thirsty.
Well, she knows that Cynthia's coming for her, obviously. Mm-hmm. And look at the look on everyone's faces. They all hate this girl.
They hate her. Especially Carmen. Look at Carmen. She's like, She's like, you guys brought me back for this?
Yeah, she's like, I hated you enough when I had to work for Candy, but I have my own business now, and now I hate you even more. Okay?
Yeah. And Cynthia, how about you put away the exercise ball before you invite everyone over to hang out in your basement? She has just like a... Also, I mean, I get it. It's a nice place to put a treadmill. But like, this is... I don't know.
Cynthia. No. Okay, let's press play.
we are tearing this one apart. Okay.
She is going to be a wild card. I'm going to fight them bitches.
Okay.
What did she say? She's going to be a wild card. And then we cut to that girl and she said, I'm going to bite your dick.
I think she said, I'm just going to bite your face off or something. Let's see.
Bite them bitches.
I'm going to bite them bitches.
Oh, is this the same girl?
Yeah. Look, if you look.
How does she look different in every scene that they show her in?
I think you just look for the Cynthia Bailey mom reference points and you can see that it's her. Okay, I'm going to press play.
Tokyo!
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Okay.
They go to Tokyo? God help us all.
Yeah, honestly, this is... Listen, Tokyo doesn't deserve this. Okay, so...
No kidding. Haven't they gone through enough? Look, you guys, listen to what we're working through in America, okay? International relations. They're very difficult as it is. And we're going to send the Real Housewives of Atlanta over there. Now look at everybody in the crosswalk.
Yeah, at the...
There are three people in highlighter yellow in this crosswalk.
Oh my God. Wait, I don't think... Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Also, I want to point out there's a shot. First of all, if memory serves me correctly, and maybe you can cross-reference this for me with the internet looking, I seem to remember Eva... on her season of Top Model, I think that they went to Tokyo for their cast trip when they went to the Go Seas. I feel like that was Eva's season.
I don't watch that shit.
Well,
I'm an intelligent person. I watch things like Maniac.
Okay.
And Game
well,
of Thrones.
We have a shot of Eva and Marlo walking around in giant kimonos, looking crazy.
Well,
lot.
Cynthia knows how to get laid in Tokyo. She's just walking around like an anime character.
There's also some sort of like samurai exposition. And guess what? They're doing the samurai exposition in front of an entire wall of highlighter yellow, also known as canary yellow, but I like highlighter yellow more.
Yes, they sure are. And then we go to Benihana or something, and fire jumps up off the grill. This is not the cast to do that, okay? This is like, I predict the season's going to end with boobs on fire.
The Lord of Light compels you to look at the Benihana fire. Okay, I'm going to press play.
Ew, Cynthia's kissing like Mr. Tire. Let me look who this is. Let's Who's see. Cynthia with?
I don't know. Mr. I'm at the Queen, shot of them. I'm at the shot of them at Benihana still with Cynthia holding her hair away from the flames, which I think is hilarious.
She's like, my personality. next they're gonna try and burn my number of my age.
And I love that, like, Cynthia and the new lady, I keep forgetting her name, is it Shivandi? Are just like, they like recoil away from the fire, but Candy just sits there like, see, now fire doesn't scare me. What you doing with that fire?
Ooh, Candy's just giving the fire a dirty look, like Portia just announced her pregnancy.
Yeah, she's like, that fire just announced. She's seeing something in the fire and she does not like it. See, now, Lord of Light. And then Candy throws a fan at a box, which looks like it's probably some sort of game. Which is fun. And then we cut to the women all sitting around watching something, and the new girl is wearing highlighter yellow once again.
Yes. And they're doing like the, I forget what you call those ladies with the white paint on their faces. Can you call those ladies?
Kabuki? No. Is it Kabuki? Kabuki theater? Or is it Noe?
I don't know.
It's Kabuki.
Well, Kabuki theater, there's that, but then
geisha?
Geisha girls. And they're like running around. And then we get to see Cynthia and her new man.
Oh, yeah. Wait, well, let's see. First, I see Eva bowing. Bowing again. Okay, so I'm press play on Cynthia with a new man.
At the rate we're going, we're going to be married soon. So, that's you soon.
At the rate we're going, commercial.
At the rate we're going, we're going to be married soon.
What a surprise. Well, so this guy, I guess no more Will. Probably a good thing, although he was hot.
Yeah, he wasn't real anyway. He was fake.
Okay, so let's see what this guy says when he's on FaceTime with her.
I am ready to settle down with the right person.
You think I'm the right person?
Well, you're like 10 years younger and like 20,000 times hotter. So, of course, he thinks you're the right person.
You're also a supermodel. You're legitimately a supermodel. So, yeah, yes.
Yeah. He's like, every guy's going to say you're the right person, okay?
He's like, well, are we able to move your treadmill out of our entertaining space? Because if so, then yes, you are the right person. I don't know.
He's probably a personal trainer or something because he's wearing a Nike shirt.
He has a very nice bed frame, though. I like his bed frame that he's leaning up against on the FaceTime.
He does, but it also looks like a Comfort Inn. Like, I don't even know that that's a house. That looks like a hotel bed frame. Because that looks like the bed frame that we had, or that I had in my last hotel, which, was that a Comfort Inn? I think that was a Comfort Inn. No, it was a Hyatt Place. I see you, Hyatt Place.
I like also that some of the beads on Cynthia's bracelet look sort of like those chocolate-filled things you get, like chocolate-filled eggs you get at Easter. Like, I kind of want to eat her bracelet.
The black dots?
Yeah, they look delicious.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, extremely cheap jewelry, Cynthia.
Well, okay. Wait, as if having chocolate candies on your jewelry makes it less cheap? You're like, well, it's very cheap except for the chocolates on it.
Well, at least that's edible.
All right, I'm going to press play on starting on Eva's man, who I can already tell is going to annoy me this season.
He's ready? Obnoxious as hell. Yeah.
So we still get married.
I'm so trying not to get frustrated.
Anything that can go wrong is going wrong.
Like, literally don't care. Literally don't care about your tears over your wedding, okay?
Yeah, and your husband, like, trying to be manly with you by taking you to a cigar bar and smoking inside. Then your baby has to smell all that shit when it goes home. Oh, my God, since when do I care?
Exactly.
Okay,
and she's
then
also,
she's, like, all sad in a chair in her wedding dress.
Like, in front of Bethany letters, you know?
Yeah, love letters behind her.
It literally says love spelled out. Yeah. She actually looks gorgeous in this shot. This is an amazing shot of Eva. But I just don't care about what's going on with her emotionally right now, because we've seen this before. The wedding always happens. Like, have we ever seen something on Bravo where the wedding does not come through? Like, if that were to happen, then I'd be down with it. But it always
works
out.
Don't like husbands. I don't like husbands who try and shave thinner faces onto themselves. You know what I mean? They're like, look, I'm going to make myself look thinner by shaving my beard into, you know, a thinner person's beard. Like, yeah. Sorry, that's not how it works. You've still got the neck under it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So
Stop lying, sir.
I'm going to press play from right after Eva's like, look, this. Eva goes from looking amazing to then there's a shot of her crying where she looks terrible. She's sitting with Portia on like a bed, probably after she just gave birth. It looks like a hospital bed. And if it's not a hospital bed, then I apologize to whoever has that hideous decor. Okay. Pressing play.
I just saw Greg last time. Is he all right?
The type of cancer that Greg has, is it beatable?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, so Marlo, highlighter yellow and red. Here, yes. I mean, it's just never going to stop.
And there's some crazy-looking lady behind Marlo. Like, she looks like a mannequin, but we know she's alive, which is weird.
Yes. And then there... Marlo seems like she's starting shit, right? Because that sounds like Marlo starting shit. Like, I saw Greg last night, but it wasn't at a strip club. It was like he's got cancer, which is so sad. Don't take Greg from me.
I know. I had no idea that he had Greg. Cancer. Yeah. That's Yeah. Also, though, Nini and Greg are showing solidarity through aggressive patterns at the doctor's office.
Yeah, well, they are the aggressive patterns. Yeah. Oh, I see. They're showing they're together in their aggressive patterns.
Yeah.
Also, Nini is wearing those tassels everywhere. It's like, my husband has cancer. Let me get my curtain tassel.
We're going to close the curtains on this issue.
Oh, that's so sad, Greg. I love you, Greg. Stay with
that's
me, Greg.
Terrible. I hate it. Anytime I hear that someone has cancer, I get sad. Okay.
It is just a lot. I almost feel like we're breaking up. I need support.
Well, that's sad. I mean, what can you say about that? You know?
Yeah, that's
sadness.
Cancer.
Okay. So,
I mean, cancer is already a bitch, but making me feel for Nini is really low cancer.
Yeah.
Okay? It's really low. You're going to new lows.
Yeah, it's not fair because I really want to make fun of Nini, like, crying on a Louis Vuitton throw blanket, but I'm like, I'm not going to make fun of her right now.
Yeah. Okay, so next. Oh, it's a Gucci belt. The new cast weight of Bravo. It's on every fucking show. Everyone has to have this Gucci belt.
And it looks so stupid.
It really does.
Like, aggressively stupid. Okay, I'm pressing play.
Love you.
He got my name tattooed, so
he ain't going nowhere.
My friend.
Okay. So that's Portia talking about her new man who she got engaged to this week. First, we see them kissing in a car. Her hair is about as ketchup red as it could ever get. Like, the biggest sign so far. She looks crazy also. She looks legitimately crazy.
Oh, she really does, yeah. It's like when Fantasia had that breakdown with that Ronald McDonald hair, except it's really long.
And honestly, her Gucci belt is so huge, it looks like the Bethany letters at this point. It looks like she got it at Home Goods.
Yeah, it looks like it'll light up. And then Portia's mom, whoa. Okay, look, when people come on Real Housewives, the housewives always get crazier and crazier season by season. They start looking nuts, and they start looking non-human. That's what's happening to Portia's mother. Like, what the hell?
I like her crazy silver wig. I like it. It's very Emmylou Harris. She's like, you know what? I love you, Portia, but it's time for me to pursue my destiny as an alt-country singer. I have to go to Bonnaroo now, Portia. I'm sorry.
So then Portia with this new guy, kissing this new guy again, and Portia says he tattooed me on him, so he's not ever leaving, which we know is bullshit because we have Bravo.
I already don't like this guy. I don't know why. I feel like he's controlling, and it would make sense because Cordell was controlling, and that's probably the sort of guy that she's drawn to. I feel like he is like, I'm going to put a baby in you. I'm going to like give you everything you think you want, but then I'm going to be awful because you're like way out of my league. And the only way I know how to deal with that is by cutting you down every chance I can to bring you down to my level. I guarantee that's what this guy's all about.
I just find his glasses very arrogant.
He does have arrogant glasses.
And she is trying to be like Beyonce with her collar, like that big Egyptian collar thing.
Yeah.
And I guess she's like, okay, I'll be Beyonce to justify dating an ugly guy, you know, because like maybe we'll think he's rich. Yeah. But then he kisses her by grabbing her neck, which is another thing. I just don't like him either.
Yeah. Not, you know who I'm did not... that also? You know who did that move?
Hmm.
Tom to Luann.
Yeah, I don't. It never leads to good things.
Never.
Evil men do
that.
It's
a controlling move. I agree.
But we do see all of their love story in three simple shots. Jewelry yes. being opened, and another piece of jewelry being opened, and another piece of jewelry being opened as he's wearing a diamond Rolex. So
exactly.
He can basically do whatever the fuck he wants.
So I'm going to press play.
My friend dated him. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oh, he's just cut his ex off a couple weeks ago.
You care so much about Dennis's ex.
So
now, who said my friend dated him?
Some lady. This is like the ongoing plague of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Someone starts to date someone, and then someone else is like, oh, my friend dated that person, and they said he likes macaroni and cheese. It's like, dun, dun, dun.
God, it's like they're gay. It's like being gay.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm dating this guy. Oh, I dated him before. Does he still like PlayStation? It's like, Jesus, gay people. Have we fucked everybody in town? And yes, the answer is yes. Okay.
I like Portia's headscarf. It's like, it. Speaking of Garfield, there's like a little bit of a Garfield vibe going on, but it's like flower Garfield.
Yeah, she's very committed to her new Beyonce thing. And at first I thought, oh my God, there's not ketchup and mustard colors in this scene. But literally on the table behind him is literal ketchup and mustard.
It finally arrives. Like it's been like it's been foreshadowed all trailer long. And then finally ketchup and mustard have arrived. They have arrived. They're signaling a turn in something. And then we can see the shot of Candy once again looking skeptical. Candy looks a lot like Mama Joyce in this shot.
Yeah, she really does.
A lot of Mama Joyce in that shot.
Yeah, she does. And I love that she's still not having any part of Portia.
Yeah.
So what does she say in this?
Okay, I'm going to press play.
They still communicate. He's a dog, all right.
They still communicate, and Kenny goes, he's still a... Sorry, I'm doing like Dr. Heavenly. See? Now, Riley, he's still a dog, all right.
He's still a dog? That's what she said?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there's like more of the like the lightning effect where it's like we're in photo negative and now we're not and now we are and now we're not, and it's just Portia fanning herself.
Candy's just gonna be coming for. Oh, and I love when Candy like decides she's gonna lay down the law. She wears a Foot Locker outfit. It's like I'm the referee.
Yeah, she is now. Next, we see it's like somewhere between Foot Locker and Beetlejuice. She's got big white pants on and this black and white vertical stripes. And now she's going to start yelling. So here we go.
You don't know how to control yourself. That's the problem.
I'm nobody's victim, bitch. You're fried. You're fried. Baby.
Oh, man. So
you're fried? Is that what she's saying?
You're a fraud.
Oh, you're a fraud. This That's what she's saying. You're fried. You're fried.
You're fried. I requested a baked friend, not a fried friend.
Bring me some ketchup and mustard.
That was Marlo saying it. I should probably just let us hear who Marlo was talking to.
You're fried. You're fried. Baby. I'm not trying to be a Marlo.
Nobody is making a...
Okay, so that was Marlo and Eva having a fight. Marlo is calling Eva a fraud, which is funny because I feel like we all know that Marlo is probably the biggest fraud of all, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much generally accepted amongst the population.
Marlo is actually, she's transitioned from, well, she is in highlighter yellow. It's more highlighter than usual. It's a little bit, it's verging on tennis ball.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Marlo, yes, the color is definitely aging. Like, yeah. it's going through a season.
And now we have another fight coming
they
up.
They all look so different. Didn't they just shoot? I guess I'm confused as to why they all look so different.
You know, it only takes a few months to...
Candy looks different. Portia, I guess, is pregnant, but she looks to her eyebrows like something. She's changed something.
If we've learned nothing from these shows, it does not take long to get a little adjustment in between seasons.
Well, that's true.
All
okay.
Right.
Nobody is making a show.
I was an A-list when you was an alias.
I was A-list when you was an alias.
It's literally when Nene was Jennifer Garner on ABC. She was like, I used to watch you. Wait, when was Shabandi ever A-list? When was that? Was that a thing that happened? Am I missing something?
I don't know, but they play by their own rules in Atlanta, okay?
She's not even on her husband's Wikipedia page.
Yeah, she thinks she's fighting with Jennifer Garner.
look, it says he has been married to Shamari Fierce DeVoe of the R&B group Black since March 2006. So is she Shamari or is she Shivandi? You know, I'm confused. Well, her name might not be Shivandi, by the way. I've been calling her Shivandi for the past half an hour, but I've actually forgotten what her name was.
Well, there you go.
We'll find out. Okay, so she and Nene are fighting about Alias.
I don't give a Welcome to Atlanta, bitch.
That's problematic for me. You know why?
Why?
How is that? That's like our only tense part of the entire season. Is like a spat in a sushi bar, some raised voices in a bus, and like Candy standing up at a barbecue to be like, wait a second, that is not enough. That's three microfights. No, no.
Well, don't you see the big, you're missing the biggest storyline, Ben. Cynthia is now 51 cents.
Oh.
Okay.
I am so sorry. You're correct. Actually, that's I think she's huge. 52 now. Isn't she going to be 52 now? Wasn't she 51 last year?
I don't know, Ben. I can't believe it either, because we should know. Wasn't last year 50 cent and this year is 51 cent? It's just every year.
I don't know. It's all been ruined. Everything's been ruined. And you know what? I think a good Housewives trailer does like a minute of hijinks of like, yay, we're partying. Yay, we're going to do fashion walks. Look, photo shoot. Oh my God, we're traveling. We're in Ireland or whatever. And then then you do like 15 seconds of like things getting more tense, being like, she doesn't know who she's talking with. Oh wow, she's gonna say that, she can't say that. And then the last 40 seconds is the full-on fight scene, fade to black, fade back up into another fight, fade to black, fade back up into another fight. Like it's one after the other, and then when it's done you're like, whoa, this one had literally three short blips of tension.
Well, this show always makes me laugh, so I don't really need the fights as much as I just need the funny scenes. But that's all I really need. I think I'm going to have fun just watching Portia be pregnant.
I'm just worried. I mean,
Portia's showing up trying to hide a baby under a fanny pack is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I will like that, but I am concerned. And I'm afraid it's going to be very Eva heavy with this wedding. And it's like, I feel like we could do better. But we'll see. Hopefully it can prove me wrong, because Atlanta is a varsity franchise and they usually bring it every season. So I'm just
concerned. Time will tell. We'll find out in November. In the meantime, everybody, we will see you in New York next week, Thursday night and Friday night. Then after that, in November, we'll be in Seattle, December in Nashville. And go get your tickets for the 2018 Crappy Awards,
yeah,
which will be in January here in Los Angeles.
Normally we do mailbag right now, but Patreon is actually down at the moment, so we can't actually access our mailbag. So sorry about that, everyone.
Everyone, go get your tickets. Go get your Hey Bitch shirt. It's your last day to get that. And sign up for bonus episodes all at watchwhatcrappens.com. Okay?
Yeah.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hosting on Airbnb is easy. I have total control of my home and my time.
So, if I wanted to, I could just host every other weekend, or when I happen to be away with work.
Or just the August bank holiday weekend.
But not on a full moon, or even a leap year.
Your house, your rules. Become a host today on Airbnb.
Hi, this is Ella from the Deliciously Ella podcast, which is currently in partnership with Dell and Microsoft. Windows 10 Pro lets you focus on running your business instead of your IT. Dell's small business technology advisors give you the tech, advice, and one-to-one partnership to fuel your business growth. Having grown our business from nothing, I know how valuable that good, reliable advice is. To find out more about our business, come and have a listen to the Deliciously Ella podcast.